Would you like some Arby's? I have a coupon. All right, welcome back to the show. I've been trying to tell these deep personal stories or get down into the very fiber of my identity, and instead I'm going to tell just some incidents, some anecdotes that happened in the last 4 or 5 days of the life of Dave Good. I had a free day this weekend, and I decided to engage in kind of like what used to be a very spiritual practice for me, and I kind of lost track of it because there's a lot less video stores out there, but I really like to take a long walk to a video store and then, like, let me just get into the story. So I decided to take this long walk to the video store. It was like an hour walk, you know, and then I got to the video store, and since I had a free day, I did one of my favorite things, which is to go to the science fiction section and then look at every single movie in the science fiction section and then choose like the best possible choice out of the, like, you know, 500 options. So I did that. My choice was The Dead Zone, which was directed by David Cronenberg. Who knew that? And so anyways, I got The Dead Zone and some other movies, you know, some one-man shows and stuff to, study on. And I start walking back, and I'm walking along this path, right? This pathway home with my videos. And I also have stopped by the grocery store, and I have a couple of assorted, you know, quick and easy meal choices. And I've just finished a sandwich, which I ate while I walk. I had a smoke, and I'm walking down the path. And while I'm walking down this path, some people jog, you know, with a dog, and they let the dog run in front of them. And so, you know, you're walking, and you kind of see these dogs, like, running towards you. And it's, you know, I have that moment where it's a dog, and it's off a leash. But anyways, it's cool. And so I'm walking, and I see what I think is another dog running towards me. And oh, surprise, it is not a dog. It is a large, scrawny, mangy fox, right? It's a fox right there in the road. There's nobody around, or not the road, the path. I am now face to face with a wild animal, which I have been more than 3 or 4 times in my life. And I do this thing when I come face to face with a wild animal, which is I try to psychically communicate with the wild animal. You know, I'm not saying I believed in that, but that's what I try to do. And I, like, stare at it, and I try to be really calm, and I try to, like, communicate, you know, with this mangy fox, right? And I've never come across a fox before. I'm not quite sure what the dangers are. Like, it doesn't seem like it can attack me or anything, but then I'm like, well, it's a fox, and it's a mangy fox, and I don't know what it's going to do. And so I stand there. I mean, it's right in the middle of the path, but I'm putting out good vibes into the fox, and then the fox gets up and just starts, like, hopping and skipping towards me, like a very pleasant mangy fox. And I reach down and I pick up a stick. Like, I'd pick it up very casually, but I was like, maybe I should just have a stick with me just in case of this fox. And as soon as the fox saw me pick up the stick, it ran off into the woods. Not far, but just off the path. And then I thought, oh my God, I failed the nature test. I should have just been calm, and I could have, you know, maybe the fox would have just sat next to me and we could have contemplated the Mississippi River together. But no, it went off into the woods. And so then I thought, what can I do? And so I opened up my backpack where I had a bag of cookies, and I took 3 cookies out of the backpack and I threw them in the vicinity of the fox. I hope I did the right thing when encountering said fox. I have another story that's also related to walking, and I think these two stories might connect in some way that I don't fully understand. It's good that I've been walking, because stories happen when you walk. Like, I walked an hour to that video store and then back an hour. You know, and you witness things, you witness life that you don't witness while you're driving or even biking. I'm a walker. I finally got it worked out where at work I can walk to lunch. It takes me a little longer than my allotted 30 minutes, but I walk to Whole Foods and back along this lake. I start to think about politics, you know, and I haven't talked about politics, I think, yet on this new incarnation of the show. And it's time to, because I'm actually rather political. And I start thinking about George W. Bush's presidency, right? And George W. Bush, the man. And I decide that I think the defining characteristic of his behavior as president is that it was the behavior of an addict. You know, perhaps he had recovered from his alcohol addiction, but he governed like an addict. And what I mean is that war is kind of like cocaine, you know, like, let's say, you know, his wars represent the part of him that perhaps once lusted after cocaine. they're crazy exciting and you get really hyped up on them and it seems like you can go forever. And, you know, so we had like the cocaine wars and then the money, right? That's the residual alcoholism. And I mean, it was really the combination of the two. And I have to say that the most dangerous drug combination, I believe, is the alcohol cocaine combination. Like, that is the one that will lead you to just get all rootin' and tootin' and make some incredibly regrettable decisions. Cocaine and alcohol, that can lead you to, like, get and drive a car into a convenience store and then pee on all the Twinkies and, like, give the finger to the cameras but then leave your wallet inside of there. I mean, that's the dangerous combination. So I think the country right now is really just the result of that. I mean, I do. I think that Obama has, you know, done what he can, but we are in this, not just a hangover, we are going through the withdrawal symptoms. And even more than that, like as any addict knows, there gets to this point where the drug quits working for you. You know, you're just taking more and more of it and it's not working. And that is the greed, you know, and that is the state of America that everyone is so convinced, oh, I'm broke, I got nothing, you know, I'm getting less money and I have less stuff. And like, we all have to just like take a deep breath and start to share a little bit. I mean, that's an economy. Like, it has to be give and take. You have to be coming up with ideas and investing and then reaping the rewards of that. I mean, there needs to be some sharing along and we need to, you know, recover from our intense alcohol cocaine binge, which is not the reality, but it's for some reason a very effective metaphor to describe George Bush's presidency. Okay, so back to my walk. Like I said, I was on a walk and I'm thinking about this. And then I think, oh, hey, there's hope for addicts. I mean, some of the best and most amazing people I know are recovered addicts. And so maybe there's hope for the American people and maybe we're going to be okay. Maybe we haven't hit rock bottom yet. Maybe we have, but eventually we're going to invest in not drugs, but food and exercise and, you know, things that can, you know, maybe we can just have a beer on the weekends or not have intense cocaine alcohol. And just so there's hope for the American people. And as I'm walking, it must be expressed on my face that I'm thinking about hope for my country because there's a jogger coming towards me and he's a very handsome man. And he jogs past me and I'm smiling and he says, happy go lucky motherfucker. And jogs by, and I have no idea why he did that. But I laughed, you know, I laughed. That was it. I went back to work and ate my soup.
You've been listening to The Dave Good Show.